From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A major winter storm is hitting the southeastern United States and cutting power and causing icy road conditions from Oklahoma to the Carolinas. From member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Jacqueline Froelich says this time many people in Arkansas were prepared.
People living in the Ozarks woke up this morning to over a half foot of snow, and most were relieved because this time last year, a monster ice storm collapsed forests and power grids here, killing 9 people and crippling communities for weeks. Rick Johnson, an Arkansas emergency manager, said residents were ready this round with stocks of food, firewood, and generators.
I'm very pleased with the way people took this serious, were prepared, and fortunately, it just wasn't as bad as it could have been.
The National Weather Service predicts heavy snow, sleet, and ice along the East Coast before the system pushes out to sea. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
China says it will impose sanctions on U.S. firms who sell weapons to Taiwan and is suspending bilateral military exchanges with the U.S. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, China is deeply opposed to U.S. arms sales to Taiwan, which it sees as a breakaway province.
China's reaction to the U.S. decision to sell a $6 billion arms package to Taiwan has been fast and furious. Beijing suspended military exchanges with the U.S., as it did after similar arms sales 2 years ago. This time, China's also putting sanctions on the American companies selling the weapons, which include Black Hawk helicopters and Patriot missiles. Beijing says the arms sales will affect bilateral cooperation on major international issues, and China will take further action depending on the situation. China sees Taiwan as a breakaway province, and it's arguing the weapon sales will fan the flames of Taiwan independence. Earlier, a senior Chinese diplomat said the arms sales constituted crude interference in China's domestic affairs. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
A joint U.S.-Afghan force called in an airstrike on what turned out to be another Afghan unit taking fire in the area earlier today, leaving 4 Afghan soldiers dead. The nation's defense ministry is demanding punishment for the friendly fire incident in Wardak province, just southwest of Kabul. The airstrike could further strain relations between NATO and the Afghan government. Meantime, an Afghan interpreter, angry over job issues, killed 2 soldiers yesterday before he was shot and killed by an American service member in the same area where today's airstrike occurred. NATO says the 2 attacks do not appear to be related. At least 14 people were killed in the Bajar tribal region of northwest Pakistan when a suicide bomber targeted a police checkpoint at a marketplace. Authorities say some 20 others were wounded. Intelligence officials also say suspected U.S. unmanned drones killed 9 people in a compound used by militants. This is NPR. A Republican senator accuses President Obama of having a blind spot when dealing with terrorists. Maine Senator Susan Collins says in the Republicans' weekly address today that the president's blind spot was exposed in the administration's handling of the Nigerian who's been charged with trying to blow up a U.S. airplane on Christmas Day. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was initially questioned by local authorities, not federal agents. Collins says it was a mistake that may have cost the nation's top intelligence officials from learning more about Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Opposition to a terror trial in New York City is intensifying. This comes after Mayor Michael Bloomberg has joined the chorus of people opposed to having the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and 4 alleged accomplices take place in the city. NPR's Margot Adler has more.
It started with Mayor Bloomberg, who previously supported a trial here, who called Attorney General Eric Holder to lobby for moving the trial out of the city. Long Island Congressman Peter King has introduced a bill to prevent the trial from being held in Lower Manhattan. The governor, David Patterson, says he wants to talk to federal officials about whether to move the trial out of the city. Even Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said Thursday he was asking the Obama administration to seek alternatives, and discussions are clearly taking place. And New York's junior Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says she wants a federal criminal trial, but she's open to other locations than New York City. Now Ray Kelly, New York City's police commissioner, says given all this backlash, it's unlikely the trial will take place here. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Serena Williams has done it again. She's won her 2nd straight Australian Open championship against Belgian Justine Henin today. It is Williams' 5th Australian Open title. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, in Washington.